Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. You know, if you walk through any cemetery, you will see stones marked with two dates, the date of birth and the date of death. Now, those two dates supposedly mark the outer limits of life, the day it began and the day that it ended. And in a technical sense, that is true. My life began on April 3rd, 1952. I just dated myself. Someday my life will end, and then both of those dates will probably be carved onto my headstone. And in broad strokes, that will be the story of my life. The whole thing compressed into a really rather short period of time. But in another sense, that will not be true at all. Because my life is not an isolated event in time, starting here and ending there. It has roots that can be traced way back before the day that I was born. In a family picture album, I can find people to whom I bear a striking resemblance, and probably most of them I've never met. But their blood flows in my veins. They are my roots. But my life has branches that will outlive me during my brief time on this earth. And that is true also for those who have no biological descendants. If I teach a child to read, that child will still be reading long after I'm gone. If I show a child the meaning of love, they will still be loving when I am no longer here. The date of birth and the date of death do not begin to tell the whole story of any person. My life, like yours, is an extension. Jesus talked about this in today's gospel reading. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And that is a true analogy of Jesus and his church. We are extensions of the way that he lived and the things that he taught. But this analogy applies to more than that. Every human life is an extension of something or somebody. Now we can see this at the most basic level. Everyone here has had a father and a mother. Now, for some of us, that's one of life's richest blessings. We can look back on a good man or a good woman who gave us a very good start in life. But for a few of us, childhood might have been a totally different experience. You might look back on it not with joy, but with resentment. You have memories of neglect and maybe even abuse. You know, I remember a story that came out of Chicago a couple of years ago. Welfare workers found 15 or 20 children living in one apartment. Now, they belonged to several mothers. None of them were home. They'd disappear for days at a time. And the apartment was absolutely filthy. So were the children. There was no food except some scraps on the floor. Roaches were everywhere. All of the mothers were on welfare, but most of the money was going for drugs. And the children were hungry. One little girl looked up into the face of a female officer and said, "Would you be my mommy?" That hardened police officer broke down and wept. As these children grow up, the number one challenge for them will be overcoming their roots. And that will not be easy. But you know, it can be done. Now, I hope no one here is facing that kind of a struggle. But if you are, I pray that you have the strength and the courage to rise above it. You and I are not responsible for our parents or the way that we were raised. All of that was simply given to us. The only thing that we can do is play the hand that life has dealt to us. If it was good, we could be glad for it and try to live up to it. If it was not good, we could refuse to be defeated by it. Like all branches, we did not choose the vines that bore us, and we are not responsible for them. But unlike other branches, we can decide what kind of fruit we will bear. I heard about a young man whose mother was a drug addict and father was a dealer, and the mother died of a drug overdose, and the father was in prison, was going to be there for like 30 years. But the young man dedicated his life to helping other young people get off of drugs and stay free of them. Now, his life, in a sense, is an extension of something bad. But by the power of faith, he has changed it into something good. And that same option is available to every single one of us here. We cannot change our heritage, but we can choose our future. My life will always be an extension of Wayne Hobbs and Katherine Johnson. I am a product of their genes. Their way of thinking and acting will always be a part of me. I could not erase them, even if I tried. But that's not the full story, and we all know it. Despite the influences that play upon my life, I am still free to choose what and who I will be. And that choice can range from the very best to the very worst. You know, I remember in August about 2 years ago, maybe you saw it on TV, these white supremacists, neo-Nazis, were marching in Charlottesville, carrying torches, and chanting, "The Jews will not replace us." Did you see that?
No.
Crazy, paranoia. Well, whether they know it or not, those men are making themselves extensions of Adolf Hitler and other people like him. He's the vine. They are the branches. Now, it's incredibly sad that people would throw their lives away on an idea as evil as Nazism. A better option is open to all of us. We can make our lives extensions of Christ and his cause. We can stand for the ideas that he taught. We can do the kinds of things that he did. I mean, think back over his life and recall the many kind of ordinary things that he did. He reached out his hand one day and touched an untouchable leper. Now, his touch resulted in healing. And I cannot do that. But I can touch the outcasts of society. I can at least let them know that I am their brother and their friend. And who knows? That could bring healing to them. One of the most amazing things that Jesus ever did was to forgive his enemies. And to me, what makes it so amazing is that he did it while he was dying on a cross. Now, I'm not sure at all that I could do that. But right now, I don't need to do that. My challenge is to forgive the person who cheated me, the person who slandered me, the friend who forgot me in my hour of need. By doing just that much, I will be making my life an extension of Christ. It is true that we can pick and choose the cause for which we stand, but it is certain that we can't stay neutral for very long, because sooner or later, something or someone is going to claim us. We will represent something or someone. So why not the best? Why not the one who said, "I am the vine, you are the branches"? Your life and mine, as small and insignificant as they can sometimes feel, can be an extension of Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.